Trish. I just wanted you to see it. I wasn't counting on a whole crowd.
Robert's only taking your family interest, Andy.
Yeah. You know, it's not finished yet.
Oh, that's okay, Andy.
We understand.
Sure.
Well, you can't tell too much about it.
Oh,
call that a car? Listen, Douglas.
Andy's entered in the soapbox derby again.
Swell, it'll keep him off the streets.
Okay, Douglas.
Come on, Trish, I'll buy us a soda down in Kimbrook.
Oh, Andy, is this yours?
Oh, yeah, we all get helmets and shirts.
Doesn't he look dashing?
Some car with no motor.
Look who's talking. You got a motor with no car.
Racing.
3 weeks from Saturday. Boy, you should see the prizes. Look at that. That's just for winning here. Then you go on to the All-American in Akron.
I'm going to build a real car.
If your dad ever lets you. You see, this design I'm working on here calls for 5 bulkheads with nose and end pieces. Then, of course, the steering mechanism is here.
What's this?
Oh, this is the wire that,
I could build a better racer than this with my eyes shut.
Why don't you try shutting your mouth instead? Hey, what you doing?
You look wonderful, Robbie.
Give me my helmet. Let's go over here, Trish, where it's a little more quiet. This is how the car's going to look when it's finished, you see. I'm going to have the wheels here and everything. I'm going to sit in here.
Trish, just give me a ring when you've had enough of the kindergarten crowd.
Bye, Robbie.
It is pretty good.
And you think the bugs are in the steering mechanism?
That's right. We've run 3 tests. All 3 ended up in the too far zone. We don't usually go outside for help, but frankly, our boys are stumped. Take the job and you can have anything or anyone you want. All you have to do is ask.
The sky is slightly beyond is the limit, right?
Exactly. There'll be a competitive firing in 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
The big government contract's the prize. We hear one of the other firms, Astral Aircraft, has a hot one, so the pressure's on. The question is, do you want to be part of it?
Well, your offer's very generous.
Oh, the money's good. But you'll earn it. You save us a $2 million investment. How about it, Steve?
Well, 3 weeks doesn't give us much time. We can try it. Mr. Rankin, you've hired yourself a consulting engineer.
What a mess this room is. Now look at these nibs here. Come on, get out of here, Tramp. Get off of there.
What are you
trying to do, ruin that good chair?
Get out of here.
But when Dad called, when did he say he'd be home?
Well, he just told me not to worry. So it looked like he was going to be bunking in with that missile thing for about the next 3 weeks.
Pop, could I have a $10 advance out of the household money?
$10? Are you kidding?
No.
$10.
I gotta build a racer for the soapbox derby, and you're not allowed to spend over $20. I figure I can do it for less.
Yeah, well, do you know $10 is a lot of cabbage?
The first prize is a $5,000 scholarship.
We can't afford to spend time duplicating earlier mistakes, so I called this session so you could brief me on what you've already tried.
Okay, sure thing.
Now, as I understand it, in each test failure, the missile trajectory followed approximately this line of flight.
That's close. Now, we can give you fractional variances from launching to destroy order.
It looks to me as if the variance is immediate.
Well, yes, sir. In the last 2 test flights, we tried to compensate for that wobble, but no luck.
All right. Let's give ourselves something to work from. Let's call this the ideal trajectory.
Did you say this was the brakes?
No, that's where Mike stepped with his traction.
What are these things that look like croquet whips?
Those are the bunkers. You just fasten them to the floorboard, and that gives you the frame.
Where do you get them?
Well, you can build them.
Hey, what? Get off of there, will you? Jeez, darn dog always messing up things. Hey, I don't need that panel. Hey, thanks a lot, Trav.
Well, I know Mr. Rankin said spare no expense, but some of these prices, like this beryllium compound, can't you use something else that wouldn't cost so much?
Sure, I can use something cheaper. If you want to take a chance on pouring a $2 million investment down the drain.
But $102,000!
Hello. This is Douglas. Oh, you found him. Put him on, will you? Hello, Miss Thompson. This is Douglas over at Independent. Yeah, see, we have that bid of yours on that beryllium compound, and we feel it's a little out of line. Yeah. Sure, I know we're asking for the impossible, but is that any reason for you to make a fortune on us? Just because we're in a bind? Look, Mr. Thompson, I know about what your costs are, and $90,000 would give you a pretty good profit, wouldn't it? Okay. Okay, Mr. Thompson, you have it here by Monday, and we'll guarantee a reorder up to $150,000.
$150,000.
75 cents. That's the best I can do.
75 cents for a couple old rusty barrels?
75 cents for a quality barrel in A1 condition. Thank you.
Sir, I could maybe pay 50 cents.
75.
This is all I need are the hoops.
To get the hoops, you gotta buy the barrel.
75 cents?
70. 65. 65.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, are we going to have room for it there?
Well, the specifications say we have. We better have, huh?
Well, hi. How are things going?
Well, so far, so good. We're ahead of schedule. We're about ready to install the new oscillator.
Here's hoping it gives us the accuracy we need.
I thought you were sold on it.
Oh, I want to be. We just had word from a friend of ours who saw Astral Aircraft's new missile tested. He says it was sensational. They use an entirely new approach.
Oh?
Well, of course, that doesn't mean it's any better than ours. It's just different.
Different from what?
From Andy's.
Hey, Mommy, you gonna go down to the park and watch Andy?
I'm busy.
He's testing his racer on the track.
So then, what's so different about mine?
Well, Andy sort of goes like this, and but then his back end comes like this, and of course that doesn't mean his is better. Well, I like your racer, and I like Andy's too.
Well, I built mine the way I wanted to. Besides, what can I do about it now?
Are you telling me you want me to throw out this design and try to duplicate some steering mechanism you've only heard about?
Look, we've got some film on the test. It might be a good idea for you to take a look at it.
Mr. Rankin, I've been working practically 3 shifts a day trying to adapt a mechanism I inherited. Now, if you don't like what I'm doing or you want to bring in another man...
Oh, come on, we've got all the confidence in the world in you and what you're doing.
Oh, sure, sure. Only you wish our missile were more like the one Astral Aircraft built.
I'm sorry, Steve. We're all under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Come on, let's take a look at the film.
Well, if you really want to see Andy's test, I could use a few laughs.
Honestly, Robbie, I don't really care.
Well, we might as well give him a chance to show us how great he is.
Sure, and it might be fun knowing what you're up against.
As long as we don't see something that'll make us feel like throwing in the towel.
Okay, we're ready.
Somebody must have given him a push.
Huh. You're using something new.
And something effective. This doesn't mean your system won't be just as good. Or better.
I hope you're right, Mr. Rankin. Because with time running out, we have no other choice. We're stuck with it.
Well, you're calling the plays, Steve.
Mr. Douglas, we're in trouble.
What's the matter, Douglas? You look worried.
Yours is a lot better, Robin. Set the skin oil peel out. And this is only cardboard. Hey, look, he's only got junky old wood bulkheads.
What's the kind you're supposed to have?
Robbie's are steel. He made them out of barrel hoops.
The bulkheads have to be wood.
Says who?
Look, right here. Says make bulkheads of wood only. If you got steel bulkheads, they wouldn't even let your heap on the track.
Gee, Robbie, that's a shame.
Quinn's right. The oscillator doesn't fit.
Who wants to be in that dumb old derby anyway?
Can't you fix it?
I went over and over these specifications. I thought I'd cover every possible angle.
We can still make it, can't we?
I'd have to tear it all apart. Do the whole thing over again.
You know the company...
What are you talking about? Nobody can help me. That's the whole deal. You gotta do it on your own. The rule book says so. It's gotta be so long and so wide and so high. There can't be any springs or no fenders or no glass and about a million other clunky rules. Only a dope like Andy would remember them all.
Maybe I could help.
Can you give me 6 months to do a decent job of researching this project? Can you give me some 48-hour days? Or how about a new nervous system or a good night's sleep or a meal I've got time to enjoy? Or an evening at home with my kids? No, Mr. Rankin. Those blank checks you keep handing me can't buy what I really need. And I can't give you what you really need.
Why can't a guy build his car his own way?
I'm sorry. Get yourself another engineer.
You did. But I thought feeding the one we have was more to the point.
What you doing?
Water in the bushes. This is a hose.
I just watered
him. Oh, I thought this was Robbie's job.
Well, he's sort of busy, and I didn't have anything else to do, so I watered him.
I see.
Think he'll get finished in time?
Well, he's still got 3 days.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas.
All right, you all set?
Douglas, no matter how she behaves tomorrow, I just want to know it's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Quinn.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Quinn. Thank you. new steering system isn't as accurate as we thought.
The missile's point of impact was just inside the eastern circumference of the target area.
Not bad.
We'll do better.
Attention, please. Now preparing for firing. The Independent Four. Attention.
Attention, please. The driver.
About
hey, they're calling for you to load up the cars for the next race.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. No, Trap. You'll have to stay right here. We don't want you on the track, chasing the cars and barking at people. I'm sorry, but you'll have to stay here.
Thing for her. She doesn't play any favorites.
Drivers, into their cars, please.
Excuse me, Ed.
Drivers, into their cars.
See you down there in the winner's circle.
Stand by, please. Stand by for the countdown.
Here we go.
Good try.
Robbie, I heard about the Derby. Bob told me on the phone. I'm sorry.
here. He told me about the missile failure, too.
Yeah, I guess we're about the two sorriest fellas around.
Didn't I hear Dad's car come in?
Yep, he and Robbie are out in the garage feeling sorry for each other.
Well, you can't blame them. I guess they both had a pretty rough day.
Yeah, but they'll feel better when they dig into this prune fluff cake with O'Casey's angel hair frosting.
You know, we just get such great results working alone. Just think what we could do if we worked together. Better go into business. Call it Failures Incorporated.
What they need is a good laugh. Now, I heard a story the other day about two ostriches. Well, I mean...
We ought to have a slogan.
Yeah. How about, why succeed when you can fail? See Douglas and Douglas.
No job's too easy.
Yeah, bunch of terms. Well, Rob, let's go in. Can't even do that. Why succeed when you can fail?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The two ostriches that decided to... Well, what are you laughing at? I didn't even show the story. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Anyhow, these two ostriches were... Doggone it, will you quit laughing so I can cheer you up? What's so funny about two ostriches?